This show is brought to you by BigAndTallMart.com. BigAndTallMart.com is your number one source for all things big and tall. From licensed t-shirts to casual wear and everything in between, BigAndTallMart.com has you covered. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to save 10% on orders $50 or more. BigAndTallMart.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Hi, this is Steve Downes, the voice of Master Chief. You're listening to ThisWeekInGeek.net. Finish the fight.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to the Nerd News Network, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dunn. I bet you're wondering, where the hell have I been for the last 2 weeks? Well, first off, beginning on the 24th, I had the Extra Life charity event where I was able to raise just a little over $600 for Toronto Sick Kids Hospital. So big thanks to everybody who donated and watched during the 36-hour stream. I had to tap out early on Saturday morning at around 4 or 5 a.m. as I played The Walking Dead, I played Titanfall. I played a bunch of games that day, and utterly, it just wiped me out. But still, we know it all went to Sick Kids, and all is well with the world. So big thanks to everybody who came out for that. Last week, dead. Utterly dead. It turns out usually when I do the big endurance runs, I'm usually messed up physically for at least a week or so. Compromised immune system and all that. So I spent most of last weekend in bed, actually. Feeling better, though, as you guys can tell. I've been doing a really great job at hitting my microphone. So utterly feeling better. I'm pretty sure I had the flu last week, maybe even food poisoning at one point. So it was a pretty rough weekend. It kind of sucked. This week, however, holy crap. It's been nonstop at the door with the games this week. I'm in the middle of reviewing Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Super Smash Bros. Wii U, Dragon Age 3, Inquisition, Assassin's Creed Unity, Assassin's Creed Rogue, Halo the Master Chief Collection, which I can actually talk about today a little bit, because my embargo lifts today, and I haven't slept much since. So yeah, this week has just been utterly bonkers, so I'm hoping to give you guys a lot of rads in the next week or so. Oh, I also did an appearance on the Sean Green Show, which was pretty kick-ass. I've been involved with this show for probably about just a little over like a year now. And a little bit of info on that. It airs in, I think it's over 200 markets. And the really cool thing is that it's heard to a potential 65 million people that engage digitally. And it's on CBS, NBC, MTV, VH1, and more. So I tend to get out there. So that's pretty kick-ass for that. So big thanks to Sean for giving me that opportunity. I most definitely appreciate it. But we are here to talk about what has happened in the world of geek, nerd, and otherwise this week. And happy N7 Day, because today is November 7th, 2014. It's Mass Effect Day, folks. That's right. I'm celebrating with the right arm of Destiny, or my trigger finger, depending on how you want to look at it. Yes, today is Mass Effect's N7 Day, which, if you don't know, N7 is the, it's kind of like an elite branch of the Earth military. It's what Commander Shepard is. It's basically the best of the best of the best of the best, so to speak. So today, got a little bit of Mass Effect news I'm going to bring you. This comes out of their Twitch thing that was held this afternoon. And according to Mike Gamble, he is one of the big head honchos over there. They're going to introduce new alien races and species for players to encounter. And the object of this one is to sort of have the game focus more on exploration. That you'll be discovering other species as well, other than the ones that you've come to expect, such as Asari, Krogan, Salarian, Drell, Geth, Quarian, The Protheans to a limited extent. But you, there's also the other races in the game, like the Hanar, the Volus, the Vorcha, the Yogg, which is what the Shadow Broker was, and the Elcor, I think. So, a lot of cool stuff coming out on that. Now, they're also going to focus on the Mako, which is the terrible, terrible tank from the first game. I preferred the Hammerhead, mostly due to superior firepower, but could be fun. Now, the idea is they're going to focus on the next-gen systems, which is currently the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, and the PC. And they want to do something that's set in the universe without being quite Mass Effect 4. So I guess we'll find out more information, I guess, probably closer to E3 next year. I know I'm looking forward to it. As you guys know, Mass Effect is probably my favorite video game franchise, probably next to Halo, I would say. Although, definitely getting up there with some other series as well. So, like I said, that's some of the cool information we got out of that. And enjoy your N7 day, folks. If you haven't played Mass Effect 3's multiplayer, today is not a bad day to go do that. Kind of keeping in line with video game news, this is actually kind of a nice story. It kind of warms the inside of your hearts just a little bit. So it turns out Bungie, these are the guys originally behind Halo, and back in September they launched a little game you may heard of called Destiny, which is a game I oddly can't stop playing. It's a lot of fun, it's a bit of a grind fest, but for some reason, you know, it's good enough to keep the trigger finger working, though I don't know how much I'm more going to be playing it, considering I have Advanced Warfare and everything else out there, but whatever. So anyway, there is this woman, her name is Brittany Lavasseur, and her husband, has gone through several brain surgeries, and over at Reddit, she posted this incredibly long, detailed post about how the video game Destiny is being used as a form of mental therapy, and she goes on to describe it as, "It's been a joy to watch him. It's been a little over a week, and the game's effect on him has been so strong. Week for months, he is flourishing in more than just the game world. He's gone. He's been going out more, doing chores, making jokes. The effect of the game on his mood has been almost staggering." Now, it's cool because somebody from Bungie, one of the community managers, reached out to him and said, "Hey, have your husband go visit the postmaster." Okay, cool. And he got a scout rifle, an exotic scout rifle called the Fate of All Fools. And you look at this gun, and it's your standard kind of scout rifle. It starts off at a base fire damage of 260, maxes out at 300. It's got a pretty good rate of fire, really awesome range, and the reload, I'd say it's fairly quick. Only holds 7 shots, though, at least in its base form. You might be thinking, well, what's the big deal? This gun isn't in the game yet, which is kind of awesome. The reason that's kind of a big deal is because this gun comes packaged in the next DLC. That's one of the rewards for the next raid. So if you're not a Bungie employee, you don't have this gun. So that's pretty kick-ass that Bungie would reach out to him and give him something like this. Now, ultimately, I would have said give it to him maxed out, or give him that and a piece of exotic armor. But hey, beggars can't be choosers. That's pretty kick-ass. So thank you, Bungie, for being a pretty stand-up company. Definitely appreciate it. Another piece of nerd news this week. I've got a lot to go through, and just a lot of it's going to be talking. Towards the end of the episode, I'll probably talk a little bit more about the Halo Master Chief Collection. Expect the full rad probably next week, if not Sunday. We'll have to wait and see. There's going to be a lot of recording, and there should be a new Ponyville tomorrow as well. So just FYI. So anyway, this week, Star Wars Episode 7 officially wrapped principal photography. That means all the major stuff has been shot, now it all goes in the post, they'll do pickup stuff, and it'll be in theaters on December 18th, 2015. Man, sucks to have a Star Wars movie open in December, because sitting outside waiting for this thing to be the first is going to suck. Unless you live in, like, Florida or Los Angeles or something, in which case, it might be mildly inconveniencing. So anyway, the title for this new movie is Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Or, well, I guess officially it's called Star Wars The Force Awakens. I'm not sure how I feel about that, simply because it sounds like something you'd get in a really cheesy expanded universe novel. Like, but then again, I don't know. It's kind of one of those titles, I don't know if it's going to grow on me or not. I mean, it sounds more like a it sounds like something you'd hear out of Knights of the Old Republic, which is where I kind of think the Star Wars movies maybe should have went instead of doing post-Empire. Or if you're going to do it post-Empire, do it like 100 and 200 years in the future when, you know, people like Luke and Leia are long gone and there's new heroes in the universe. So, I don't know. Now, there's also some new interesting rumors swirling around Star Wars, so take this with a grain of salt. Supposedly, Luke is not an evil cyborg, which has been floating around for quite some time as one of the possible reasons why he's in this. But supposedly he has like a Force Unleashed moment, as one source calls it, and he realizes he may be bad news for the galaxy, so maybe it's time for him to go in the hiding. And of course Han Solo has to go find him and blah blah blah. I don't know. Star Wars, The Force Awakens, December 18th, 2015. Place your bets. Gonna be awesome, gonna be stupid. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. So as you guys know, one of the huge things that I am a fan of is Lego. I like these things. It's actually kind of cool. So, as you guys know, every year, Lego has these things where you can submit. And you can do some pretty kick-ass things. I mean, that's how we got the Ghostbuster car. That's how we got the DeLorean. Basically, nerds and Lego, we go hand in hand. Kind of like peanut butter and jelly. Speaking of peanut butter, if anybody sees that Reese's Pieces spread, let me know. In fact, I think I'm going to send my wife out for that later, actually.
No.
She says no. I say yes. Anyway. So, the Lego sets, like I said, there have been these new ones. Well, there are two new ones that are coming out, out of a selection of, like, 10. And the ones that are currently being considered, the ones that are being made, it's a series built on birds and hummingbirds. Okay, the Blue Jay looks kind of neat, kind of weird, kind of Minecrafty, but, you know, alright, whatever. The second one is based upon the Big Bang Theory. I just don't see the appeal of this particular set. Then again, I know the show is hugely popular. Now, it's not to say I would have minded having them make the Lego minifigs of the characters, which obviously are included in this set. But it seems like a waste, because you look at the video, which I'm actually going to embed below, and you see some of the other sets. There was the Invisible Hand from Star Wars Episode 3, which was General Grievous' ship. Lego lightsabers. Holy crap, that looks amazing, especially Luke's Return of the Jedi saber. There's the X-Mansion from the X-Men movies. There's Assault on Wayne Manor from Batman. There's just other sets I think that maybe could have went a little bit better, as opposed to birds and the Big Bang Theory. I myself would have done Lego lightsabers. Think about that. Infinitely creative. Could have done a lot more with it. And there's also going to be a new AT-ST, I think. And I don't know whether it's Bionicle or whatever. Either way, it's Lego. I don't know. Oh, they're also considering the Ghostbusters Firehouse. And another one that's up in the running is the Hubble Space Telescope. That thing looks incredibly awesome. And if we can get more people involved in, you know, knowing what the space program is, and I'm definitely all for it. Considering things haven't been too happy in the terms of space news recently with the death of one of the pilots from last week's Virgin Galactic flight. May he rest in peace. I don't know. I'm hoping Lego continues to become more and more popular. It seems like now, like, it's hotter than it's ever been. I guess the success of the Lego movies and the Lego video games is definitely a contributing factor to that. So, anyway. I guess, in fact, you know, there's my question of the week. If you could have any television property translated to Lego, what would it be? My thing is, I would love to see more Marvel Lego. I'd like to see what maybe... a Sentinel could look like. And I'm not talking the one from Days of Future Past. I'm talking the old X-Men 1992 style Sentinel, the big honking robots, the big purple bastards. That's what I'd like to see. But what do you want to see? You can send that into feedback at thisweekingeek.net. You can also call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Definitely want to hear from you. So let us know. All right, guys. So we're going to kind of wrap things up here with a little bit of a discussion on Halo, the Master Chief Collection. My full thoughts will be on video game sophistry, which you can find on AM640 in Toronto, hosted by Andy and his cohorts over there. Definitely one of my favorite radio stations in Toronto. I love listening to Stafford and John Oakley in the morning. I'm a huge talk radio junkie, if you can't tell. It's pretty much the only thing I listen to in my car outside of, like, 80s music. And that's pretty much the way it is. So, the Halo Master Chief Collection, like I said, my embargo lifted today. I got to play some of the multiplayer last night with some players from 343 Industries. And I gotta say, kicked the living shit out of them. Like, utterly mopped the floor. We were playing Slayer. It was us and three other guys. So it was a grand total of four. When the game finished, I was 25-7. So, bang! Totally screwed up their day. They can bite my ass. It was awesome. But I got to play on some of the new maps for Halo 2 Anniversary. We played on Shrine or Sanctuary, whatever it is. The one where the sword is in the middle and there's waterfalls. We also played on, I think it was Lockout, which is the ice stage, and I dropped an iceberg on him, which was pretty kick-ass. I'm also a complete dick when it comes to using the sword and the shotgun in that game. It was a lot of fun. Going through Halo 2's anniversary game was actually really cool, seeing how much things have changed in 10 years back when the game first came out back in 2004. And it's kind of neat, once again, with Halo Combat Evolved, you could seamlessly switch between the two versions by pressing, like, the select button. And I would often do that, just switch back and forth, just to see what different stages look like. And it also actually helps because the lighting in that game is kind of weird. It's almost easier to see things on the more primitive lighting system than it is now. The cutscenes are phenomenal. They look like there's one where the Arbiter and the Chief are being held up by the Gravemind, and he's, like, interrogating them, I guess. And the Flood looks disgusting. It looks awesome. Just seeing, I guess, what's supposed to be teeth or whatever it's using as teeth. It looks like you would touch it and it would smell of rotting garbage. It looks amazing. It's phenomenal. And it actually ties into Halo 5 Guardians. There is a scene with Commander Locke, who is the Spartan hunting the Master Chief, and a scene between him and the Arbiter, and they're talking. I don't want to give too much more away on that than this is happening, and it's kind of neat. There's also brand new terminals, which kind of explain more about the humans, the Covenant, and the Forerunners, how that all works together. I haven't found all of them. There's also a thing called the Halo Channel, which gives you access to stuff like Forward Unto Dawn. You get the first episode of Halo Nightfall and a bunch of other little cool community videos as well. It's worth it. Honestly, I didn't think this thing was going to be a system seller. But you know what? If you're buying an Xbox One this holiday season anyway, this isn't a bad value. Four complete games remastered. Well, Halo 3 and 4 look as good as they're going to get from 2007 to 2012, so whatever. But Halo 1 and 2, they're definitely nice games. It would have been nice to have had Reach and ODST in this collection, but then again, when you really break it down, this is the Master Chief story, not the story of the UNSC. So, yeah, I think it's worth it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of decent value, all things considered. And I'm looking forward to actually going out there and playing this a lot more online. I got a feeling this holiday season, it's going to be nothing but Destiny, Advanced Warfare, and Halo. I'm sorry, Titanfall. Maybe time to retire you, which is the sad thing, because I'm almost Generation 10. I think I'm like one challenge away. So maybe I'll finish up and retire at Generation 10 and call it a day. But anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for this edition of the Nerd News Network. Like I said, next week is going to be busy. There should be a new Last Exit to Ponyville tomorrow, if not Sunday. I've got RADs coming up on Assassin's Creed Unity, Assassin's Creed Rogue, Super Smash Bros. Wii U, which is embargoed until the 19th, so I've got some time there. Advanced Warfare, Halo the Master Chief Collection. I'm actually having Dave up for a little bit, for about a week. So maybe me and him will record a crap ton of DVD commentaries. I'm sure there's going to be a review show. In fact, I know I'm getting the Batman 1966 collection. So we'll give you a review of that, whether it's worth picking up or not, as it's been held in LEGO mumbo jumbo since like the 90s. So anyway, guys, until next time, have yourselves a safe and happy weekend. Make sure on November 11th you go pay your respects to the soldiers that have fought for your country for Remembrance Day. And, you know, do your part, buy a poppy this weekend, and it would definitely be appreciated by those out there in our military. So, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next week, or I'm sure I'll be exhausted, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my god, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are
you?
Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at pronobozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.